This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Jeremy McCracken, respondent, versus Tynan Mullen, respondent and Safco Insurance Company of America, appellant, decided December 23, 2024 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Jeremy McCracken, opinion issued December 23, 2024. Respondent, VZ, no. SC-10578, Tynan Mullen, respondent, and Safeco Insurance Company of America, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County. The Honorable Corey L. Atkins, Judge Safeco Insurance Company of America, appeals the Circuit Court's judgment overruling its motion to intervene in the wrongful death action Jeremy McCracken filed against Tynan Mullen for the death of McCracken's son, Decedent. Safeco sought intervention for the sole purpose of seeking to stay the wrongful death action until a separate declaratory judgment action filed in federal court could be resolved. The declaratory judgment action sought determination of whether Safeco had a duty to defend to or indemnify Mullen, because Safeco had a right to intervene in the wrongful death action pursuant to Rule 52-12A-2-1 for the limited purpose of seeking to stay the action. This court vacates the circuit court's judgment and remands the case for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Background decedent was shot and killed outside a pool hall in 2019. Safeco had issued a homeowner's insurance policy to Mullen's grandmother, with whom Mullen allegedly lived at the time of the shooting. The policy was in effect at the time of Decedent's death. The state indicted Mullen for first-degree murder and armed criminal action for his alleged involvement. 2. Mullen pleaded guilty to first-degree involuntary manslaughter and armed criminal action. In February 2022, McCracken filed a wrongful death action against Mullen and three others, alleging the four defendants lured decedent from the pool hall to a parking lot where they ambushed, shot, and killed him. Mullen never requested Safeco defend him against the wrongful death action under the Safeco policy and instead hired separate counsel to defend him. McCracken sent Safeco a letter identifying Mullen as an insured under the homeowner's policy. McCracken offered to settle the wrongful death claim against Mullen in exchange for Safeco's agreement to pay the total liability coverage limits. 1. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2023. 2. The state also indicted an accomplice for the same offenses. He pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of second-degree murder and armed criminal action in exchange for a 20-year sentence. 3. Safeco declined McCracken's offer and stated the policy provided no coverage for the claim because Decedent's injuries resulted from an intentional act, which the policy excluded from coverage. McCracken sought leave in the wrongful death action to file a first amended petition. The amended petition alleged Mullen negligently failed to warn Decedent of the danger posed by Mullen's accomplice. Safeco sent McCracken another letter, again advising there was no coverage under the allegations of the first amended petition because the policy did not cover Mullen's allegedly intentional and criminal conduct. Safeco filed a declaratory judgment action in federal district court in December 2022, seeking a declaration that the Safeco policy provided no coverage for McCracken's claims against Mullen, and accordingly, Safeco had no duty to defend or indemnify Mullen. Safeco then moved for summary judgment, arguing there was no coverage under either the original or first amended petitions. In response, McCracken moved to stay the federal declaratory judgment action pending resolution of Mullen's criminal case. In the wrongful death action, McCracken sought leave to file a second amended petition against Mullen only, alleging counts of negligence, by participating in a prank resulting in Decedent's death and failure to warn. Mullen joined McCracken's motion to stay the federal declaratory judgment action, arguing resolution of the wrongful death action would either moot the issue of Safeco's duty to indemnify or lead to an equitable garnishment action in which the duty to indemnify would be litigated. The federal court sustained McCracken and Mullen's four motion to stay the federal declaratory judgment action pending resolution of the underlying wrongful death action. Safeco moved to intervene in the wrongful death action as a matter of right pursuant to Rule 52-12A-2 for the limited purpose of staying proceedings in the action until final resolution of its declaratory judgment action. The circuit court heard arguments on Safeco's motion to intervene. The circuit court ordered additional briefing on the motion to intervene, but proceeded to hold a bench trial in the wrongful death action that same day. The circuit court overruled Safeco's motion to intervene, finding Safeco lacked AR.